Blog Talk Radio.
Some days it seems like it's so hard to get out of bed. So many issues facing me is coming to a head. I stand in needing your anointing, Lord, cover me and renew in me the right spirit, please. Till that secret, sacred place in you, make an atmosphere to hear from you. Restore me so I'll be renewed. You kept me here and you see me through.
Oh. God can and God will see us through. So have no fear. Oh, God can and God will. No matter the trial, He's God with Him. We win.
We win.
We win.
Pray for me. Late nights coming in, I find her asleep on her knees. All grown up now, I understand why she prays so much. Incline your ear, I need your touch.
Good morning. Welcome to Blog Talk Radio. I am your host, Dr. Maria Carey. It is December the 14th, 2019, and this is We Are Amazing Grace Ministries, and we are destroying the yokes of bondage. Again, I want to say welcome, 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 welcome to all that are on the line on this morning. We thank you, we appreciate you for taking the time out of your day to tune in with Amazing Grace Ministries as we break and destroy every yoke that Satan tries to hamper, to put us under bondage with. He comes to steal, kill, and destroy, and we're here to tell the people that we have the victory. I want to thank my co-host, Missionary Terry Rogers, for taking over and filling in on last week. I've got much feedback. I thank God for her. I thank God for her just accepting the assignment. Truly, we endeavor to give you best, the best of the best, and we thank God for His wisdom and His anointing and His understanding. Certainly, we are into the holiday season, and I know the hustle and the bustle, we're busy. I just want to say that Amazing Grace, this is our announcements, Amazing Grace School of Ministry. Certainly, you can still get in. We postpone the classes until we have adequate amount of students. So we praise God. We've been seeking the Lord, and hopefully 2020 will be a different year, and we can start the school up, and we can go strong and full speed ahead. So if you got any questions, you want to register, you want to work out a deal with me, you can do that. My phone number is 309-750-7584. This is a ministry. We want to get the word out, but certainly it's also a business. And in order to do God's work, certainly there is a financial obligation as well. So please, if you're interested, I want you to give me a text, give me a call, and let me know. I want to also thank those that made it out on this second Sunday to meet me at Word of Truth Pentecostal Church, located at 415 West 111th. All those that were able to attend that service, I thank God for you. I thank God for your support. I thank God for just you just undergirding me, even if you wasn't there with your prayers. You know, we need prayers. The saints, the Bible says, pray without ceasing. And certainly we need to pray. Now, we're going to go into the lesson. This is the holiday season, and certainly you got your holiday lesson on last week. But the Lord has impressed upon me to give this lesson that I was able to teach at our state fellowship. And basically that's a fellowship, a monthly fellowship, where the churches of First Jurisdiction of Illinois, Church of God in Christ, get together. And the Women's Institute Hour have a lesson that they bring forth to the table before main service. And certainly the theme of the overall year has been praying women empowered to season the world. And certainly that's what we're here to do, whether you are male or females. But this is the Institute Hour, and certainly this Institute Hour is kind of geared to the females, to the women of the church. But certainly men are encouraged to be a part, because this word impacts everybody. But this was the last lesson of the year. And certainly we going into 2020. Can you believe we've only got a certain amount of time? I think about 2 weeks before, maybe a little bit more than 2 weeks before we be into 2020, into a new decade, seeing this old decade out and crossing over into a new decade where the Lord is blessing, where the Lord is moving, where the Lord has promised you some things, and it certainly shall come to pass. We believe. We are people of faith, and we don't walk by sight. We walk by faith, knowing that God is able to do exceedingly and abundantly above all that we could ask or think, according to the power, according to the faith that liveth in us, according to the dab, according to us, according to how we believe and what we think. That's not my lesson, y'all. Oh, hallelujah, but I got excited. So the topic for this month was, is the salt in us enough for the world to see? And certainly it was a question. And your servant was assigned the task of putting and presenting this lesson. So in essence, I was the facilitator, and I was responsible for putting this lesson together. Now, I want to give credit to who credit where credit belongs, and then we're going to get into the scriptures. Now, Missionary Janice Carter is the dean. Missionary Edda Buchanan is the assistant dean. Mother Shirley Hughes is our jurisdictional supervisor, and certainly Bishop O.C. Booker is our jurisdictional prelay for the Churches of God in Christ for First Jurisdiction. So, I got all that protocol out the way. Hallelujah. Let's get into the word, shall we? So, is the salt in us enough for the world to see? Scripture focus is Matthew chapter 5, verses 13 through 16. Ye are the salt of the earth. But if the salt has lost its savor, wherewith shall it be salted? It is therefore good for nothing but to be cast out and to be trampled under the foot of men. Ye are the light of the world. A city that is set on a hill cannot be hid. Neither do men light a candle and put it under a bushel, but on a candlestick, and it giveth light unto all that are in the house. Let your light so shine before men that they may see your good works and glorify the Father which is in heaven. John 14 and 12. Verily, verily, I say unto you, He that believeth on me, the works that I do, shall he do also, and greater works than these shall he do, because I go unto my Father. Isaiah 62:6. O Jerusalem, I have posted watchmen on your walls. They will pray day and night continually. Take no rest, all ye who pray to the Lord. And certainly we are to pray. Now, the objective of this lesson will focus on understanding that we are the salt and the light of the world. We are called to bear fruit, do greater works. Keyword: salt is defined a white crystal-like substance which gives seawater its characteristic taste and is used for seasoning or preserving food. Flavor: the distinct taste of a food or drink. Us: used by a speaker to refer to himself or herself and one or more other people as the objective of a verb or preposition. Enough: as much or as many as required, or as many of something as required. Greater: of an extent, amount, or intensity. Considerably above the average, the norm, or average, or of ability, quality, or immense. Considerably above the normal or average. Works: activity involving mental or physical effort done in order to achieve a purpose or result. Being engaged in physical or mental activities in order to achieve a purpose or result, especially in one's job, do works. Christian: a person who has received Christ, a person who has been, who has received, it should be Christ, baptized, or is a believer in Christianity. So let's review the lesson, shall we? The Bible in Matthew 5, verses 13 through 16, gives us a clear picture that Christians are the salt and the light of the world we live in. Therefore, what does it mean that we Christians are the salt? Salt is an ingredient that flavors food. It preserves and has several other functions. When we begin to prepare a meal, there are specific ingredients that need to be used in order to complete the dish. There are millions upon millions of cookbooks that list different types of dishes with specific ingredients that need to be followed in order to complete that dish. In addition, there are various people that go to school or culinary school to learn how to cook food at the right temperature, the right items to pair with different items that are being cooked, and even how to advance their knife skills. In addition to learning what seasonings and right ingredients that is paired to what to give an exact or a particular flavor. In the kitchen, there is no other ingredient more important than salt, aside from being one of the five basic tastes. And, of course, we know salty, bitterness, sour, sweet. Salt has properties that release food molecules into the air, giving the food a fragrance, an integral part of taste. If you've ever eaten your favorite food while suffering a cold, you know that smell is important, because salt also has, well, if you have a cold and trying to eat something, you know that you can't smell it. You can't taste it because the cold is stopping your ability to smell. Even sometimes interferes with your taste. Now, salt has several different types that are important to distinguish, and certainly in this lesson, I distinguish between table salt, which is the common most form. It is harvested from salt deposits and found underground. I talked about kosher salt, and kosher salt in the U.S. is flakier and coarser. It's a coarser grain than the normal table salt. It has a larger grain that makes it perfect for putting on or sprinkling on top of meat. While it releases a greater burst of flavor. And kosher salt also dissolves quickly. Now, there's also sea salt that I talked about, which is harvested from evaporated seawater. Sea salt is usually unrefined, and it is, again, coarser and grainier than table salt. It also contains some minerals like zinc and potassium and iron than table salt. So, and sea salt also is a much greater complex flavor profile. And then, of course, the last one I chose to really define is the common rock salt. And basically it's using for making ice cream. But, you know, here in the city of Chicago, if you're living in Chicago and the snow is coming, we sprinkle it on our sidewalks. The salt trucks sprinkle it. And certainly it is a de-salt, it's a de-icer. It gets rid of the salt, and it gets rid of the ice and the snow that falls. And certainly we put that on our driveways and sidewalks. So, but the question is, how does salt lose its flavor? Common salt is comprised of a very stable, simple chemical compound called sodium chloride, which has a salty flavor. As table salt is typically also combined, contains mineral, a minor amount of addition of additives to keep it free-flowing. As it is a chemical stable, a sodium chloride will not lose its saltiness even after being stored dry for many years. However, there are ways in which salt may appear to lose its saltiness. Historically, salt has been obtained from crude sources such as salt marshes and minerals such as rock salt. This contains a stable sodium chloride plus other compounds. Sodium chloride is readily water soluble. So if this crude salt was exposed to condensation or rainwater, the sodium chloride could be dissolved and removed, and the salt would, in effect, lose its saltiness. Also, the salty flavor is detected by our sense of taste. If there was a physiological change in the functioning of our taste buds, salt consumed may no longer taste the same, but this would not be due to any ingredient change in salt itself. Again, that's why when you have a cold, your taste buds change. Sodium chloride also changes salty flavor by reacting with another molecule precipitation of another salt add copper sulfide, and you'll get a copper chloride salt with sodium sulfide in solution. I know that's scientific, y'all, just scientific. So the salt loses its pungent saltiness, or it changes its physical compensation. It would have to be, or composition, not compensation, forgive me, or composition. It would have to be diluted in water because it is non-reactive in its crystal-like form. So, in essence, there are some ways sodium chloride can, in essence, lose its saltiness. It can also be introduced with ionic ions or components that will make it change its chemical composition as well. So there's some ways in which sodium chloride can change, but it is because of different chemical changes. So for the Christian, we are the salt of the earth. To lose his or her degree of saltiness, the gospel would have to be diluted in our lives. This person is the complacent Christian, the person who does not protect the truth of the gospel in his life from Satan's deceit and attacks. And of course, we know that we have been dealing with spiritual wickedness. We have been dealing and looking at in November last month, Satan and how he attacks the Christians. And certainly we have not finished, and hopefully the Lord will allow me to finish up. But we understand that the Satan comes to steal, kill, and destroy. And certainly he comes to make us lose our faith, make us throw in the towel, make us believe that God is not who he say he is. So when we look at this scripture that I'm going to quote now, 1 Peter chapter 5, 8 through 9, we really just looked at it not too long ago. It says, "Be sober, be vigilant, because your adversary, the devil, as a roaring lion, walketh about seeking whom he may devour, whom resist steadfast in his faith, knowing that the same afflictions are accomplished in your brethren that are in the earth." So in essence, we've got to be sober, we've got to be wise, we've got to be vigilant, we got to know that the devil comes to steal, kill, and destroy. We got to understand that we are the salt. And when we talk about the chemical components of salt and how when we look at the chemistry, of course, I'm not a chemist, praise the Lord, but when we look at chemistry and how those components added together change the component or dilutes the salt, then we see that we as Christians can be deleted as well if we don't allow the gospel to be in our lives. We've got to read the book day and night. We've got to pray all the time, because that's what the Bible says. It says pray without ceasing. We got to know, we've got to seek the Lord, because the Bible says be sober, meaning don't be drunk, don't be fooled, don't think that the Satan won't come after you, because that's his job. He wants to. That's what he's assigned to do. So I want to ask you, what type of salt are you? What aroma do you give off? Are you bitter to the taste? Can you season the lives of others with God's word? Or have you evaporated? Mm-hmm. You know, give an example. If you're driving in your car and somebody cuts you out, I mean, not cuss you out. Do you cuss them out if they cut you off? That's it, Lord. So the scriptures state that greater works will they do because the Comforter has come. Therefore, because the Comforter, which is the Holy Spirit or the Holy Ghost, if you want to call him, he's the third person of the Trinity, has come, and we as Christians have the ability to do greater works and bear fruit. And I'm going to read the scripture. You know, Dr. Carey liked to read the scripture. I don't stand on nothing Dr. Carey has stated. Dr. Carey stands on the word of God. I read the word of God, and I stand thereof, which it says, John chapter 14, verse 12, it says, "Verily, verily, I say unto you, he that believeth on me, the works that I do shall he do also, and greater works than these shall ye do, because I go to the Father." Now, we also have been called to bear fruit. In John 15 and 8, Jesus told the disciple, "My Father is glorified by this, that she bear much fruit." Why? Because then the world can see the results of a spirit-filled life. That is what we are here for, to put God on display to the world. Colossians 1 and 10 says, "Walk in a manner worthy of the Lord, to please him in all respects, bearing fruit in every good work. Good works are fruit. When we live a life of good works, the world will see and glorify our Father in heaven. We have the victory. We're not going to get the victory. We have the victory already. The Bible also states that we can lay hands on the sick and they shall recover. In addition, when the Christians come, when we come into a room where there is much confusion, we have the power to declare peace, and God will take action to in us to bring about peace in the room. Now, what you say, Dr. Carey, how is that? Well, let's read the word. Mark 4, chapter 4, verse 39 says, "And he arose and rebuked the wind and said unto the sea, Peace be still. And the wind ceased, and there was a great calm." Certainly, God says, greater is he that's in you than he that's in the world. That's the comforter, y'all. That's the Holy Spirit that comes and dwells on the inside of us, that gives us the strength to believe God and power to keep going when we want to throw in the towel. We are the light of the world. So we shine so the world can see Christ and glorify him. God's attribute is love, and we are to walk in that attribute so that we are to love one another as ourselves. And the biggest problems that we have, we have all kind of problems, but this is a really big issue, and that's the fact that we don't love ourselves. And we must begin to understand that God loves us. God loves us so that he gave his only begotten son. And certainly this is the time, this is the season. We will celebrate Christmas in 2 weeks on the 25th of this month. A gift born in a stable, but a king, hallelujah, and the peace of God will be on his shoulder. And we talked about last week. So we have peace because he came, because he loved us, he sacrificed. He told us over in the beginning of Genesis that God will bring about a change when Satan tricked Eve and she bit of the apple and she gave it to Adam, and Adam did bite, and God said that I'm going to do something in the woman that's going to bruise your seed. And certainly we see that in the form of Jesus Christ. Mm-hmm. So these are the attributes of love from our God, and these are the attributes of love that we can present or use to give others, or examples of how we can show love to other people. Speaking blessings to people that don't speak back. Giving to help others that are in need. Sharing the gospel when God opens the door. Not walking in fear, but in the authority that God has given us through Jesus Christ. We are to plant the seed, the gospel. And we as Christians, we plant the seed, we water that seed, but God brings forth increase. God is certainly the person that allows that seed to increase. We just walk worthy of what God has given us. And certainly that was the lesson that was presented on last Monday night. I don't know why the music is cutting in again. Technical error, please forgive me on that one, but I correct the problem. So on this holiday season, let us be mindful of giving God the glory, giving him the praise. I know we're coming on up on the hustle and bustle and people in stores. Be watchful, be careful Be vigilant. Be sober. This is a time when Satan is out to kill, to destroy, to make you feel like you don't have the finances for you to give somebody a really blessed Christmas. But it's not about the monetary. It's not about money. It's about sharing Christ. It's about giving love. It's about allowing God to show you how to give the gift of love, the gift of love on this season. It's about love. And, you know, if we look at those gifts, if we look at the things that we would give each other, certainly they do have a value, but will they last? Will the value last? Will they remember it? You know, I was a kid, and I remember stories coming up of different stories, and one story comes to mind is two people that didn't have money to give each other a Christmas gift, so they sacrificed the things that they had to give the other person a Christmas gift. And you know, God honors our gift of love, and certainly He will provide for our needs. But ultimately, we are to show forth the love of Christ. We are the lights. We are the lights of this world. We are what the world is looking at in terms of lifting up the bloodstained banner of Jesus Christ. We lift Him up. We show forth His praises, and we show forth the goodness that He's given to us. And that's because we are bearing fruit. 1 Corinthians chapter 3, verses 5 through 7 says, "Who then is Paul, who is Apollos, but ministers by whom ye believed, even as the Lord gave to every man? I have planted, Apollos water, but God gives the increase. So then neither is he that planted anything, neither he that watereth, but God that gives increase." God is ultimately the one in control. We believe on Him. We walk upright before Him. We believe, and certainly He will bless us. John 8 and 12 read, and this is the English Standard Version. "Again, Christ spoke to them, saying, I am the light of the world. Whosoever follow me will not walk in darkness, but will have the light of life." This is a time where many people are depressed because of the holiday season. They have lost loved ones. They have lost the people they love, and certainly they don't know how to continue on. And with your prayers and your love, with your kindness, you can encourage them to move forward and to know that somebody loves them, and most of all, Christ loves them. Let's pray. Father God, I thank you for this hour. We thank you for this word. We thank you, God, for this material that you've given to us. And Father God, I pray, God, even now, that you allow us to bear many fruits, that you allow us to be the salt of the world, that the world may see us and know and glorify you, God. Glorify you in knowing that you are working it out, God, that you are the head, that you are Lord and King of this world. We bind the enemy right now that will come, steal, and destroy. Every work of the enemy, every principality, we bind. We speak healing. We speak covering right now. We speak a financial blessing to those that are needed on this morning, Father God. Touch, deliver, set free, Father God. You know what each and every one need that are on the line today. We speak healing. We speak deliverance right now, God. Have your way in Jesus' name. We pray, Father God, move like never before, God. You know the needs, God. Allow each and every one of us to be the salt that this world needs in the name of Jesus. Allow the word to be foremost presented in our lives. Let us speak and talk you, God. Let us speak faith in the name of Jesus. Let us walk in love, God. And God, let us believe by faith, God. Every need, we speak it, God. Healing, finance, in the name of Jesus. God, you know, God, even the gift on the 25th, even allowing your Christ to come and and be born. We thank you, God, but let us represent you on the 25th. Let us lift you up because you are the reason for this season. You are the reason that we have life. You are the reason, God, that we are walking. You are the reason that we have the victory. You are the reason that we even now have an advocate with the Father. We can go boldly to the throne of grace, and we can say, God, Lord, we repent of all our sins, and we thank you, God. We accept you as Jesus Christ as our Savior, and we thank you, God, for moving in our lives. We're no longer children of darkness, but we're children of the light, and we thank you, God, that you're moving mightily in our lives. We magnify you, and we give you the glory and honor because it all belongs to you. In Jesus' name we pray. Thank you, Lord. Amen. Again, I want to thank Missionary Terry Rogers for taking over and co-hosting on last week. We thank God for her. If you want a copy of this lesson in its entirety, because there's still more scriptures that I did not go into, like Luke 14 and 34, that says, salt is good, but if a salt has lost its taste, how shall it saltiness be restored? Talking about, and we thank God for those that are just kind of getting in on the broadcast. Certainly we're talking about the salt. And if you want a copy of this lesson, if you want a copy of this lesson in its entirety, please text me your email at 309-750-7584. And those of you that are just tuning in, you can also listen to this lesson. You can tab Amazing Grace Ministries on Facebook or Maria Carey on Facebook and listen to this lesson in its entirety, and you can listen to it from the beginning. Again, if you want a copy of this lesson, this is a lesson that I was able to present State Fellowship on this past Monday night. My telephone number is 309-750-7584. If you want a copy of this lesson, certainly text me your email and I will email you a copy of this lesson. Again, I want to encourage you, we have one more week before Christmas. There will be one more broadcast on the 21st of December. I'm trying to debate whether or not we will broadcast a blog on the 28th. But keep us in your prayer. Keep this ministry in your prayer. If this ministry has been a blessing to you in this entire year, 2019, please send us an email or send us a text to let me know that it has been a blessing, because certainly we want to continue on. We want to bless you. We want to allow the Word of God to move forward as we go into another year. So be blessed, be prayerful, walk out 1 Peter, be sober, be diligent, walk in the Word. Because Satan is trying to kill, steal, and to destroy. 1 Peter 5, 8, verses 8 through 9, please be sober, please be vigilant, please watch behind you, watch in front of you, watch on the side of you, be prayerful, ask the Lord to put the arm upon you as you go out, ask God to cover you, ask God, speak the scripture in all my ways, acknowledge him and he shall direct your path. Please, because you don't want to be found sleeping. And if Satan finds you sleeping, he tries, or he will try to kill, steal, and destroy. But God still is ultimately in control. But he tells us to be vigilant, to be sober. Don't be asleep. Watch and pray. So we need to watch and pray. Again, I want to thank each and every one of you that are on the line today. Happy holidays. My co-host will have the show on next week. So happy holidays to you. Be safe on Christmas, Christmas. And I certainly know that God is going to continue to bless you. See you next time. Be blessed. Bye-bye.